Happy New Year sa inyong lahat, and we created this video just for you so that you can achieve your goals this year. This video is dedicated for you guys who are goal achievers, who have dreams, who have ambitions, and most especially, kung sawang-sawa ka na, na taon-taon na lang, hindi mo nakukuha yung mga goals mo. Especially kung sawang-sawa ka na, na taon-taon na lang, hindi mo nakukuha yung mga bagay na gusto mo. And I'm gonna share with you a clear structure on how you can achieve, manifest, and create the life that you want. So watch the whole video because this is guaranteed for you to get the results that you want. So let's roll the intro in 3, 2, 1. And guys, and before we begin, I want you to reflect right now. Kamusta yung 2023 mo? And please be honest with yourself right now. And please comment, nakuha mo ba talaga yung goals mo? Nakuha mo ba yung pangarap mo? Or November pa lang, nasa isip mo agad may next year pa? O baka naman February pa lang, sumuko ka na agad sa New Year's resolution mo? So we're not gonna talk about the New Year's resolution and those bullshit. We will not talk about the hype of, okay, magbabago na talaga ako ngayong taon. But right now, in this video, we will really dive in sa bagay na pwedeng magbago ng buhay mo ngayon. So I want you to start your year the right way using the 4 pillars of success. And in our upcoming course, ilagay namin yan sa description and sa comment section, matututunan nyo doon kung paano ito ay utilize and it will be your success blueprint. But to give you a background right now on what you should expect with the course, i-discuss ko sa inyo yung maliit na part, which is the 4 pillars of success. So number 1, the first pillar is decide. I want you to decide right now. So huwag kayong magpa-impluensya sa mga hype, sa uso ngayon. Ano ba talaga yung gusto mo para sa sarili mo? Decision involves you becoming self-aware on what you really want for yourself. What do you really want? So ngayong New Year, I want you to ask yourself, and please be honest, what do you really want? Kasi most of the time, kaya hindi natin nakukuha yung mga bagay na gusto natin, na-hype lang tayo. Binili natin yung uso. Naki-uso lang tayo sa iba. Naki-New Year's resolution tayo. And baka kaya hindi tayo motivated because we don't know our motive for action. Hindi natin alam yung gusto natin. So ngayon, I want you to dive in. What do you really want for yourself? And it can be anything as long as you want it. And the structure for this will always be smarter. You have to learn how to set goals. So ngayon pa lang, mag-set na tayo ng goals. Smarter means specific, measurable, attainable, risky, time-bound, exciting, and relevant. So specific, dapat sobrang linaw. Clarity is the key. Hindi na pwedeng gusto ko lang mamayat. Gaano kalaki yung timbang na gusto mong mabawas? Ilan yung body fat percentage? You wanna increase muscle mass? Gaano kabigat yung increase na muscle mass? Now you have a tangible results, make sure then that you have a visualization. Make sure then that you have a vision. So if it is a fitness goal, make sure na may pitch first. Ano yung result? Ano yung itsura ng future na gusto mo for your body? Measurable, syempre dapat nasusukat. Kaya nga, may timbang. Pagdating sa pagyaman, hindi pwedeng pagyaman lang. You have to make sure that there's a measure. Magkano? Magkano exactly yung gusto mong kitain ngayong taon? In terms of your business, gaano kalaki? You have to put a number. Ilang branches, ilang tao, ilang services rendered. If you are a content creator, how many videos, how many followers? You have to set a goal. Make sure that it is attainable, risky, and time-bound. So attainable, posibleng mangyari, but not too safe, kaya risky. Dapat medyo ma-stretch ka, dapat medyo mahirapan ka, dapat may challenge. But make sure na may deadline. Tandaan nyo, there's no such thing as unreasonable goals. At tandaan nyo, walang unreasonable goals. Pero merong unreasonable deadlines. So ibig sabihin, lahat ng goal mo pwede mong makuha except minsan, masyado tayo nagmamadali. But understand that the deadlines will make it urgent for you. So ibig sabihin, kung may deadline ka ngayong buwan, at hindi mo nakuha, set ulit ng bagong deadline. Walang masama doon. Pero nakakatulong kasi kung may deadline ka lagi para may urgency. At ito yung isa sa pinaka-importante, exciting. Dapat ikaw mismo na-excite ka sa goals mo. Dapat ikaw mismo na-excite kang ikwento, na-excite kang pag-usapan, na-excite kang i-research, at na-excite kang trabahuhin kasi sobrang gusto mo yung goals mo. At ang pinakahuli, relevant, make sure that you have relevant goals. Na-connected yung mga goals mo sa isa't isa so that it will create a foundation for your next goals to come. Alright? So once you are decided, alam mo na yung gusto mo, isulat mo yung goals mo because we wanna eliminate what we call decision fatigue. Minsan, umaga pa lang, pagod na tayo kakaisip, ano yung decision na gagawin natin. Tapos sa apa lang tayo magkikreate ng plano. So wala na tayong energy sa pagtitake ng action. So make sure that when you decide, you write your goals. At tandaan nyo, 100% ng kakilala kong mga bilyonaryo nagsusulat ng goals. At tandaan nyo rin na majority ng kakilala kong mahirap ayaw magsulat ng goals. So mamili ka. So after deciding and then writing your goals, number 2 is create a clear plan. Magplano ka. Mag-create ka ng plano base sa decision mo, base sa goals mo. How do you create a plan? Plan the whole year, first day of the year. And that is the main reason why we uploaded this video just for you. Plan the whole month, first day of the month. Plan the whole week, the weekend before. And plan the whole day, the night before. So, ang structure is, January 1, dapat nagkikreate na tayo ng plano para sa buong taon. Tapos, auno, paplanuhin mo yung buong buwan. Tapos sa weekends, Sabado, Linggo, paplanuhin mo yung gagawin mo sa Lunes. And then, bago ka matulog, magpaplano ka. Bakit natin siya kailangan gawin? Para pag gising mo sa umaga, alam mo na yung gagawin mo. Kasi again, bakit ba hindi natin nakukuha yung goals natin? Wala tayong energy, wala tayong willpower. Kasi pagising pa lang natin sa umaga, saka pa lang tayo magde-decide. Kaya merong decision-making fatigue na napapagod ka sa sobrang daming choices, sa sobrang daming kailangan gawin. Tapos after mo mag-decide, pagod ka na sa decision, saka ka pa lang magpaplano. At gano'ng katagal yon? Ilang oras yon? So imagine araw-araw the thought process of deciding and planning. Nauubos na yung willpower and energy mo. You don't have the energy to take action. Kaya hindi ka makatodo. So what we are doing here is we are eliminating the things that will drain your willpower. Para pagising mo sa umaga, step 3, action na agad. So napakasimple lang nito. You have to take massive action. So what you wanna do is just take action. As in, gawin mo lang. Just follow the plan. Ngayon, after following the plan, make sure that you make it a habit, make sure that you are consistent, and of course, make sure that you improve taking action. Ibig sabihin, dito mo nahihimayin. Since you have the energy, since you have the willpower, dito mo nahihimayin yung detalye. Kasi nga, meron kang focus, meron kang attention. Hindi kasi naubos yung energy mo kakaisip. So habang nagtitake ka ng action, meron kang mental capacity to actually analyze the actions. Teka, anong pwede kong i-improve? Anong pwede kong gawin? Nagawa ko ba ng tama? Diyan napapasok yung step 4, which is monitor. So kung nakukuha mo yung resultang gusto mo, when you monitor yourself, simple lang. The process is effective, duplicate it. Do it over and over. If it's not effective, i-reverse mo lang siya. Huwag mong babaguhin yung decision. Right? Pag hindi mo gusto yung resulta, ang babaguhin mo yung action. You need to improve your action. You need to do something around how you take action. So monitor yourself. This is what we call a reality check. So pag nagtake ka ng action, teka, am I 100% congruent? Am I giving my all? Am I giving my best? Kamusta utak ko? Kamusta mindset ko habang nagtitake ng action? Kamusta feelings ko habang nagtitake ng action? Baka naman hindi ko binibigay lahat. Baka naman hindi ko tinotodo. Baka naman may fear ako while taking action. So dito mo nababaguhin yung maliliit na detalye. Because what we want is to create the results. We don't want to be victims here. We are simply monitoring so that we can achieve our goals and dreams. Remember, the focus is to achieve. Hindi magpabebe. Hindi maging emotional. Kasi 2024 na. Ang tagal na nating pabebe, tapusin na natin yan. Iwan na natin yung pagiging pabebe sa 2023. At syempre, nasa mga podcast episodes natin yan. Ano yung natutunan natin sa 2023? Kaka-upload lang natin yan. At syempre, ano yung mga principles ng mga bilyonaryo? I-upload din namin yan soon sa next episode natin ng podcast. But right now, I want you to have a clear structure on how to achieve your goals. At pwede nyo itong gamitin araw-araw. This is actually applicable every single day. Kailangan nyo lang gawin. Alright? So ngayon, hindi effective yung action. Let's just say 6 months na, tinodo mo naman, wala pa rin resulta. Maybe you need to change the plan. Maybe you need to add something sa plan. Maybe meron kang kailangan baguhin, idagdag, or i-re-strategize sa plano mo. Yun ang purpose ng monitoring. Kaya very important that every day you do reality checks. You have to have an inventory of your goals and dreams and the actions that you are doing every single day. Kasi para makuha mo yung goals mo, kailangan minomonitor mo ang sarili mo. Alright? So ngayon, pag effective, duplicate. Pag hindi effective, adjust. Ganun kasimple. At kapag talagang ilang taon na, umabot na ng 2025, in-apply mo naman to, pero wala pa rin resulta, isa lang ibig sabihin yan, hindi ka talaga decided. Baka hindi mo gusto yung goals mo. So babalikan natin siya sa decision making. So we will again make a firm decision. So let's review. Mag-decide ka. Make sure na gustong gusto mo. Make sure na malinaw. After mo mag-decide, isulat mo lahat ng goals mo. Number 2, gumawa ka ng plano. Planuhin mo buong taon mo ngayon mismo. Especially kung gusto mo talagang matupad yung goals mo. Especially kung gusto mo talagang makuha yung goals mo. Number 3, mag-take ka ng action. It's about time. Deserve natin ng blessings ngayong taon. But we have to take action. We have to do something about it. Hindi pwedeng patamad-tamad tayo, hindi pwedeng pabebe tayo. And since while taking action, pwedeng ma-reject tayo, pwedeng may resistance, internal and external, we have to monitor ourselves. Tinatamad ba ako? Nagpo-procrastinate ba ako? Inuulit ko na naman ba yung old patterns ko from 2023? Or maybe nasasaktan ako sa rejection? Or maybe natatakot ako mag-fail? Or maybe nag-fail talaga ako ngayon? So every time na magkakamali ka, mare-reject ka, hindi maganda resulta, learn from it. That's why we are monitoring. Kasi sayang naman yung failure. Sayang naman yung sakit kung hindi tayo matututo. At kapag effective na yung nangyayari, kasi sure ako may magandang magiging resulta kung susundin mo lang to. Pag effective na yung nangyayari, nakukuha mo na yung goals mo, simply duplicate. And if you are an overachiever like me, you can improve your execution of the plan. So yun lang guys, again, start setting your goals right now. What I want for you is to achieve your goals and dreams ngayon mismo. Kaya again, simulan mo nang magsulat. As in, kahit gaano karami yan, kahit ano pa yan isulat mo, walang imposible. Just make sure lang na sundin mo yung structure na tinuro ko sa inyo ngayon. So yun lang guys, maraming salamat. Again, Happy New Year sa inyong lahat. And I'm looking forward na makita yung comment section na punong-puno na ng mga goals na na-achieve na nating lahat. What I want for you is happiness, love, and abundance. And with that, please subscribe to our channel, click the notification button, and watch all our videos. Panoorin nyo pa ulit-ulit. Bigyan nyo na rin kami ng 5-star rating sa Spotify at 5-star review sa ating Facebook. And also follow us on TikTok and Instagram. At abangan nyo yung upcoming course natin because the value of the course is actually 6 digits. As in, meron kang more than 2 weeks of videos. Every day may videos ka, meron kang worksheet. As in video na ako yung nagsasalita, high quality videos. A clear structure on how you will get fulfillment and how you will be happy. So this will be your blueprint for success. At abangan nyo guys kasi tapos na naming i-film at malapit na naming i-release yung course. Makikita nyo yan sa mga descriptions ng lahat ng videos natin at sa comment section. So yun lang guys, this is the end of the video and always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.